Welcome to the Deseret Cassette Library. On these two cassettes, you'll hear Stephen R. Covey read a condensed version of his critically acclaimed bestseller, Spiritual Roots of Human Relations.
I'm happy to welcome you to the reading of this book, The Spiritual Roots of Human Relations. I would like to begin, as an introduction, with an overview of the entire material. Henry David Thoreau once said, "There are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to every one who is striking at the root." This book is an attempt to strike at the root. I am convinced that the roots of the problems we face in the world, in our national life, in our family, and in our personal lives, are basically spiritual. The symptomatic manifestations, that is, the branches of these problems, are social, they're economic and political, but their roots are moral and spiritual. And they lie first within each individual and then within the family. Since the problems are rooted spiritually, the solutions must also be rooted spiritually. To not accept and act on this fact is comparable to giving aspirin for headaches and covering sores with bandages. We must work on the causes, the roots. This material is essentially a compilation of articles written and speeches given over several years, focusing on the spiritual roots of human relations. The section headings represent what I believe these roots to be. There are four basic section headings. First, Section 1, Vision. We need an eternal perspective toward life, its problems, and challenges, and that perspective should influence all of our decisions and actions. The second section, Commitment. Once we understand the big picture, that is, who we are, why we're here, and so forth, the next logical step is to commit or to decide to act accordingly. The third section, understanding and example. The quality of our own lives and the depth of our understanding of others are the fundamental roots in succeeding with people. The fourth section, communication. Communicating, both human and divine, is the single most important activity of man. To act and communicate consistent with commitment and vision is the root source of integrity and effectiveness as a parent, as a teacher, a leader, or a missionary. Each chapter is self-contained and can be understood without hearing the earlier chapters. But the basic themes and principles recur through several of the chapters, which I hope will serve to reinforce and deepen understanding of the basic spiritual roots of life, many of which are common and fundamental to most areas and problems in life.